Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about Tuesday's City Council meeting. In that meeting, first of all, just take us through that portion with City Attorney for the City of Knoxville being affirmed.
Yeah, so we had, as part of the consent agenda, which is several items approved at once, the affirmation of Bob Stuyvesant, who has been the attorney for many years, 30 years actually this year. We had a council member request to have that open for discussion, and so the mechanism was, which is the correct mechanism, to ask for that to move down to the item agenda so that there can be a discussion, and so we did. So there was a discussion about Mr. Stuyvesant, his representing the city, some issues raised, and just some questions generally about whether cities tend to bid that process out, how often they would do that. As I informed the council tonight, it's not something that gets bid out as often as maybe other services. There's some value in having continuity. So I think really the council direction, we did reaffirm Mr. Stuyvesant as the city attorney. I think there might be some council members who would like to look at that with more time. We needed to reaffirm him tonight, and so the process really should maybe have started a couple of months ago so that the city could put an RFP, a request for proposal, together and then give sufficient time for other firms to respond to that. And so for us as a staff, we'll continue to keep an eye on the situation and wait for council feedback as we move forward and maybe to consider it for next year.
Now, following the affirmation of the city lawyer, the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce gave a presentation to the council. President Megan McKay spoke and talked about the future of the chamber and how it goes to work with, wants to work with different entities, and especially the local government and city council. I guess my question for you, Aaron, is when it came to the presentation, what did you get out of that presentation from the chamber, and what is your hope for the chamber and the city working together for the future?
Well, I've said this several times, and I always believe that our community is better when our organizations are stronger. And so, you know, I'm encouraged to hear that the chamber is looking at a positive direction, really trying to put some things in place. And, you know, I think the city and the chamber should have a relationship. I do see those organizations working together, and I hope working well together. We want to be good community partners with them. Think a strong chamber leads to a strong business community. And so we definitely want to be able to be a part of that. I think there's some excitement about the chamber right now, and so we're happy to see that. You know, I think what we heard tonight was the foundation of a game plan and some things that can happen in the coming year to start to make a real impact in the community. And so I, for one, am anxious to see how that goes and always hoping for better things. Sometimes things are good, but they can always be a little better. And so that's kind of what we're hoping for, I think.
Now, in the last portion of the meeting, the city council approved some entry signs that sign entrances for the city of Knoxville, entry points for the city that need upgrading. I guess my question for you is, when it comes to those upgrades, first off, why was it important to get those approved or get those signs changed? And then second, what is the timeline, or can you even ask that? When is the timeline when the city could, or residents could actually see those sign changes happen and see a new entry when you come into Knoxville?
Yeah, so this is something we've talked about quite a bit as a staff. It's actually been brought to us by people in the community. I think there's a real appetite for some consistency in the community. Historically, the city's changed logos often. So we wanted to put together something that we felt like would be timeless and resonate. This comes based on a project we completed just a couple of years ago with wayfinding signs around town. Those were really well received in the community. We received so much positive feedback that we felt like this would be a good time and an opportunity to marry the entrance signs to those, so that if somebody's coming to the community for the first time, that they can see the entrance signs and then see the wayfinding signs, make that connection, and that it will help them to know that these are the signs that the city has set out to direct you where you need to go. I think as a city, we want to put an emphasis on not just the signs and their quality, but also making sure the landscaping around them is done well. A lot of those are on easements, so it can be tricky for us to maintain them, but we want to make a concerted effort to keep them looking clean. And I think clean was kind of the word we heard a lot tonight, that we didn't want a cluttered or a busy sign. And that's a big part of what we feel like we've brought forward. As far as time frame, we hope soon. The approval tonight is obviously was the next step. Those were budgeted and actually came in under budget by quite a bit. So we're ready to proceed. You know, weather will have to cooperate, but we can work in winter conditions. Those can be done in winter conditions. Maybe not the temperatures of today or this next week, but we hope in the next month or two that we can have those out there, certainly by spring as the thaw happens.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.